Praise be Jesus and Mary. The feast which we celebrate today, the Holy Name of Jesus, has been celebrated in the church since the end of the 15th century. The gospel that we read just a couple of days ago in the solemnity of the Mother of God told us that, quote, when 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb, Luke 2, verse 21. So, following the traditional dates, it would have been on January 1st that our Lord received the name of Jesus. And traditionally, the whole month of January has been dedicated to the holy name of Jesus. Names, as we know, are very important to our God. The invocation of someone's name is the invocation of their presence. Whenever you invoke or call someone's name, you're calling their presence to mind, or you're calling them to be present to you. A person's name is so important that the first petition of the Lord's Prayer, the first petition of the Our Father, is that the name of God be glorified. We say, hallowed be thy name, even before we say, thy kingdom come. Before we pray that God's will be done, we actually say, may your name be sanctified, O Lord. It's the first petition in the Lord's Prayer, and it's the second commandment of the Decalogue. It's the second commandment, of course, is you shall not take the name of your Lord, the Lord your God, in vain. Even to this day, religiously observant Jews don't pronounce the name of God, which in Hebrew is Yahweh. It's considered by them even too holy to speak. Instead of using the name Yahweh, they use the words like Adonai, which means the Lord, or Hashem, which means the name, Hashem. The Catechism, for its part, adds at number 203, it says that a name expresses a person's essence and identity and the meaning of that person's life. So if you don't know what your name means, it's important to know that. It would be good to look that up because, again, names are important to our Lord. In the first reading which we heard today, St. Paul makes quite an extraordinary claim. He says that at Jesus' name, every knee must bend in the heavens, on earth, and under the earth. And then he says, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2, verse 11. That word Lord in Greek is Kyrios. In the context of St. Paul's writing there, it specifically means God. Everyone proclaim that Jesus Christ is God. We proclaim this during the penitential part of the Mass toward the beginning when we say, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. That word Kyrie is Greek. It's a form of Kyrios, which means God. So we invoke Jesus as Lord, as Kyrios. So Jesus is the Adonai, he is the Hashem, he is the name which is above every other name. And Jesus' name in Hebrew, of course, means God saves. That's the essence and the identity and the meaning, shall we say, of the life of God incarnate. It's all expressed in that simple name, Jesus. The Franciscan, St. Bernardine of Siena, who died in 1444, he placed great emphasis on the name of Jesus in his preaching. And he was so influential that even to this day, even if you go to Siena, you go to the main piazza, you go to the main public square in Siena, the Piazza del Campo, there on one of the main public buildings of the square, the Palazzo Pubblico, there you can see written in large, bold letters, IHS. On the public building, the name of Jesus. It's actually the Latin initials for Jesus Hominum Salvator, which is Jesus, the Savior of men. When I was in another city in Italy, in Ferrara, near where one of our friaries was, we have a friary in that city, and near on some of the houses, there was that same monogram, IHS, above the entranceways, and when I asked the owners where it came from, they told me, the very simple people, they said, oh, that was from St. Bernardine of Siena when he was preaching in Ferrara, which was about 600 years ago, even before the founding of America. When spoken with faith, the name of Jesus even has the power to work miracles. Jesus himself said in Mark 16, verse 17, he said, "These are the signs that will accompany those who believe in me. In my name they will cast out demons." St. Peter in Acts 3, verse 6, said to a crippled beggar, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And what happened? The beggar got up and he walked. Make no mistake, the name of Jesus is very powerful. Romans 10, verse 13, the Apostle Paul tells us, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And the Lord in Psalm 50, verse 15 says, "Call on me in the day of distress. I will deliver you, and you will glorify me." Again, the invocation of someone's name is the invocation of their presence. So every time we speak the name of Jesus, that's a way of calling on him. It's a way of making him present to us, or better, when we call on the name of the Lord Jesus, we make ourselves present to him, because in truth, as we know, he's always present to us. And let's not forget that the name of Jesus is the name of the one who loves us the most as well, the one who created us in his image and likeness and then became one of us and died to save us from our sins. So every time we invoke the name of our Lord, we ask the one who loves us infinitely to be present to us. And at the same time, we make ourselves present to him. We make ourselves present to love itself. When our Lord's name is spoken in faith, it's never spoken in vain. So let's learn to call on him more often, even during the day. Praise be Jesus and Mary.